AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Tropical Storm Erica continues to head west in the Caribbean. Hurricane specialist John Cangelosi is with the National Hurricane Center.
The circulation of the system is inland over Haiti, and it's weakened a little bit. Still a tropical storm. Maximum winds are near 45 miles an hour. And really the big impacts with Erica have been the very heavy rainfall.
A state of emergency is in effect for Florida, which could feel the effects of the storm by late Sunday and early Monday. At least 20 people have died from Erica on the Caribbean island of Dominica. Northwest fire officials say incoming cooler weather could help calm the massive blazes that threaten thousands of homes, but wind storms may cause extreme fire behavior in the interim. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was briefed in Portland, Oregon. Vilsack says the Forest Service is spending $10 million a day for fire suppression in Oregon. The U.S. military says an Islamic State hacker killed in an airstrike earlier this week was a key recruiter for the group.
The U.S. Central Command says British citizen Junaid Hussein wanted to kill Americans.
Involved in actively recruiting and inciting ISIL sympathizers in the West to carry out lone wolf attacks.
Colonel Pat Ryder, a CENTCOM spokesman, tells Pentagon reporters Hussein was also behind the recent release of personal information about some 1,300 U.S. military and government employees in a bid to inspire violence against them. Ryder says Hussein was killed in a U.S. airstrike over Syria Monday. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Death and desperation mount in Europe's migrant crisis. Austrian police say 71 people appear to have been suffocated in one incident. This is AP Radio News. The stock market ended a wild week quietly on Wall Street.
For all the sound and fury, blue chip stock prices ended the week pretty much where they began. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 12 points, less than a tenth of a percent, to close the trading week. It was a week that started with big losses, extending a string that began last week, and saw a couple of powerful rallies as economic data continued to pile up, suggesting strength in the U.S. economy. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ indices were up slightly for the day. Oil prices rose, boosting energy issues. Bond prices were little changed. The yield on 10-year treasuries remained at 2.18%. Warren Levinson, New York.
Facebook has reached a big symbolic milestone. 1 billion people have logged into the world's biggest online social network on Monday. CEO Mark Zuckerberg marked the occasion with a Facebook post. Most of the people who logged in on Monday were outside the U.S. and Canada. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.